If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
It was all about the new iPhone at the big unveiling, and Jennifer Jolly was there. She's the nationally syndicated columnist. She runs the techish.com website, award-winning journalist who reviews new gadgets and provides insight on technology trends. Jennifer, I saw this foldable phone, and I'm wondering if there's going to be a huge market for it. What do you think?
Well, I've slept on it. I went hands-on with it for about an hour yesterday. I've slept on it. Dang it, yes. Everybody's going to want one, including me.
At $2,000, really?
Yeah. I just finished my article about this for USA Today. I walk into Apple's Big Fall event every single September, knowing exactly that whatever comes out will be the best they've ever made, the most advanced yet, stunning, incredible, magical, all of the superlatives. I usually just roll my eyes at kind of the Apple of it all. Then the lights go on, the demos start, and they suck me right in. And they did it again this year. I went there yesterday saying there is no way that I would spend $2,000 on a foldable phone, and I left there wanting one. You know, these are the best marketers in the world, and they have created the, you know, arguably, because some people love Samsung or Android in general, some people are iPhone till the end. Arguably, they have created the best foldable on the market today.
And is it too big for your pocket, is my question.
No. When it's folded in half, basically, when it's folded down, it's the size of a passport, the average American passport. So that actually fits right into your front pocket, fits in my back pocket. It's also really thin and really light. So, you know, it weighs about the same as a large apple, which I found, you know, somewhat ironic.
Yeah, really. Somebody told me the camera is not as good. Is that true?
The camera is not as good as the iPhone 18 Pro and Pro Max. There's fewer lenses, no really huge telephoto zoom. So if you take a lot of photos and videos of your kids from across the soccer field, you'll notice that difference from the iPhone 18 Pro and Pro Max. Most people are not going to know that difference. It's still going to be some of the best cameras they've ever used on a smartphone. And also the screen on the outside fixes three problems, really common problems that most of us have with shooting photos and videos from our phones. The selfies right now come from the lesser of the two cameras on the phone. On the Duo, you flip it around and the outer screen becomes your viewfinder. You shoot with that really good 48 megapixel camera instead. So also the person you're photographing, you know, they never get to see the shot. Well, now they do because there's those dual screens. There's a screen on each side of that phone, which is pretty incredible when you experience it. So they can fix their hair as you're taking a photograph of them. My new favorite party trick with it, though, is if you fold the Duo in half, you can prop it on a table, tap once, and then go away and start striking your poses. It watches that scene and snaps as you know, as it deems that you get into the position. So there's no timer, there's no running back and forth, which will be especially great for group photos. Everybody will finally get in them.
You can use two apps at the same time across a larger display. So why would anybody want or need an iPad now?
Well, that's just it. This very well could take the place of an iPad. Now, the iPad's still bigger. A lot of people do a lot of work on the iPad. And on the iPhone Duo, when you fold it halfway, the keyboard does drop to the bottom. Your email can sit on top. And it's a really teeny tiny, like the tiniest little laptop you've ever seen. So it all comes down to the size. Some people will still prefer that bigger iPad. It is still smaller than the iPad Mini, so I'm kind of calling it the iPad Mini.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
When is this going to be available to the public?
Okay, so this, let me just make sure I've got this right. Pre-orders open October 16th. It lands in stores October 23rd. So that's a little later than normal for the Apple turnaround time from the unveil to the, you know, emptying your bank account. But they, you know, they really have kind of thought of everything that's gone wrong with foldables in the past and fixed it. Kind of like Apple always does.
Yeah, they do. Any other updates worth mentioning that caught your attention out there?
Yeah, the Watch Series 12, the newest iteration of the watch, I think is going to be a super story. Apple took some of the best ideas from the gadgets that I've been reviewing for the past couple of years that a lot of people still haven't heard of, and they put them all, kind of baked them all into this new watch. Aura is a smart ring that helps you track important metrics like sleep and overall health. Plot is a little recorder that people clip to a shirt to capture conversations throughout the day. The new watch has the best of what those two gadgets offer, a readiness score, plus a feature coming later this year that can rewind. This is the part, by the way, that kind of made me go, what? That's amazing. It can rewind the last 15 seconds of a conversation. So let's say you didn't hear the specials of the day when you're ordering at a restaurant, you can tap a little button, double tap the little button on the side, and it will tell you, that little crown on the side, and it's going to tell you the last 15 seconds of what somebody just said to you. So that's insane.
Good news when you go out to eat or when you're spying on the country. Apple Watch Series 12 starts at $400 September 18th. It's out. Before we let you go, Jennifer, we're all hearing how we're doomed because of AI. You know, what do you think? Any of these fears overblown? The Anthropic researcher says there's a more than 10% chance artificial intelligence could kill all humans. What do you think?
I think that there is a very slim chance of that happening. The AI models causing more chaos than they already have. There's a very good chance. If I were a betting gal, I'd wage a little more on that. The problem is that OpenAI and Anthropic, the two biggest AI companies, are more focused on beating each other and global competitors in this whole race for the AI dominance kind of developing the most advanced model possible. They're more focused on that than they are on safety. Mm-hmm. So over the summer, the models broke out of testing environments and got into unauthorized access of real computer systems. That's scary. These models could go rogue and carry out more harmful tasks. Those issues exist today. And someone needs to step in and put some brakes on all of the AI stuff happening right now.
Yeah. The companies have profits as goal one. Saving mankind is number two. There you go.
I would put it even lower on the priority list.
Oh, boy. More from Jennifer Jolly. Go to her website, techish.com, and the podcast from WGNRadio.com. Always good to catch up with you, Jennifer. Thank you very much.
Thank you.